We're now joined by head coach Rick Willett of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. They're unbeaten to this point of the season. They were hoping to play at Meadville on Friday. Didn't get that game in, and they got a tough customer, North Harrison at Eagleville, on the schedule for Thursday. Novinger next Monday. Next Monday we'll get back to the regular swing of things here on the coaches' shows. Tri-County and Gilman City, Pattonsburg on their same days Tuesday, but we did move Grundy, R5, and Mercer because of the holiday yesterday. So that's what we're looking at for coaches' shows here between 3:30 and 6:30 on Tuesday night. Coach, 2-0 starts. I'm going with the strong assumption that you would like to play on Friday, but I'm sure they probably had a pretty muddy patch at Meadville.
Yeah, I'd like to get the ball game in, but I think you'd have to play it rowboats, that type of stuff. So, yeah, that was a no-go.
Yeah. Winston the night before, a 17-6 win over the Redbirds. Tell me about that one for your group.
They were, they had a lot of fight in them. The score doesn't, it looks like, wow, we just rolled through, but they had a 5-1 lead on us, and it was 6-6 into the fourth. And then my bats decided to actually start swinging and hitting things, and Dusty Gutshaw, my number 7 hitter and second baseman, the freshman, crushed a home run over the right fielder, and then that started everything rolling.
So there's always a teaching moment there, too, when you get behind 5-1. You say, against Winston, we're able to come from behind. If that happens against North Harrison, probably not so much.
Correct. I mean, it is, to be focused, not nervous, not excited, just focused and concentration. And in the beginning of the game, they just weren't quite there, and that's part of what the young team that sometimes you might look at something and say, well, we should win this. Like I tell the kids, nobody gives you anything. You're going to have to go take it. And Winston, I give them credit. They battled hard.
Yeah, and it goes down to that mental side of now Tri-County has a handful of games where you look at it and you say Tri-County's the favorite. That's a different position for the girls to be in, and sometimes you handle that well, and sometimes you have to learn.
Yeah, our girls have never been in that position for probably... 6-7 years?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a new thing for them. And there's some young kids on there from just 1 year and 2 years. And that is part of it, is that, being that, veteran and understanding now we're expected to win, so we've got to go out and do it and not play to the level of your competition, but, play at a high level. And every play matters, every pitch matters, and make it count.
How much of falling behind against Winston was self-inflicted, just errors and walks and those things, Coach?
Part of it was, a mixture, a combination of all that. You could see a nervousness in them. You could just see, especially in my hitters, the first few hitters, it was like their pitcher was just untouchable. And then it just took, like I said, my 7th hitter hit it. And that started it. And then my 9th hitter had a home run, and from that point on, everybody just opened it up. And then you could see the difference in that. But like I said, Winston battled very hard. Kudos to their coach and to their players.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I always put a lot of credence in with good teams is if they're intelligent. Not that book smart intelligence, but that, can you watch a pitcher, even if you haven't hit yet, or maybe it's the second time through the order, and you kind of learn something about what that pitcher has? Do you kind of feel like that your team has a little bit of that, where they get better the more that they see somebody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly that. And when I was talking to my assistant coach, I said, it's just a matter of at-bats here. Once we get through and see her more than once, then we're going to start. And that's exactly what started happening. Like I said, my 9th hitter had a home. We had doubles, singles, and they were solid, very strong hits. Both home runs were crushed balls. And, once they go through and they see it, we're a pretty good hitting team, and I have a lot of confidence in them. But sometimes it takes them one time through. Now, like you say, you play in North Harrison, you better have your act together, or you're not going to see her but one time.
Yep.
And then the game will be over. So, they got to just adjust to that and battle and not swing at bad pitches. We want them to be aggressive, but not stupid aggressive. So make sure that you're leaning forward but on good pitches, and then take your shot.
Now, the thing with North Harrison is, too, that they don't give up a lot of runs necessarily. I've seen a lot of – when they play some of their better opponents, they've had a lot of, you know, 2-1 losses, 3-1 wins, just high-quality softball games where, you know, strikes are being played – or strikes are being thrown and plays are being made. So that's kind of the challenge of knowing that you're probably not going to score a whole lot. So defensively, you got to be able to make plays and get yourself off the field against them on Thursday.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You've got to bring your top-notch game there and know that they're not going to give up many runs, and so you can't give up any runs. You've got to make the plays you're supposed to make. You know, nothing out of the ordinary. Pitcher's got to keep the walks down, and then just see where it washes out. But, you know, you've got to stay with them or they'll roll you. I mean, they're a very quality team, you know that, and they've been through the wars. You know, they've seen it all in a higher level of competition than we faced. And so it's a matter of just staying within yourself, not getting hyped up, and playing your game. And like I said, making the plays, because they're going to hit the ball. You know, we're not going to strike out. Now, my pitcher on Thursday, she struck out 12 of Winston once she got her game going, but that's not going to happen with North Harrison. They're going to hit the ball. They're going to put it in place. We're going to have to field it, catch it, throw it.
How important is it that, you know, you could say this with the Mercer girls from a few years back, the one that won the state championship in basketball, or this North Harrison softball team. And granted, they beat a lot of people just because they're talented. But when you guys are improved and you want to make some sort of a statement at Eagleville, certainly on Thursday with the level of play that you have against them, you don't want to psych yourself out before going up there, and you want to have some self-confidence too.
Oh, yeah. Kids are confident, you know, and you know, if you want to be the champion, you got to play the champion, and you got to beat the champion. And so, yeah, they're eager to play.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. You got to go through them,
right? And you want to see you want to see your high level of play, and to see how you are against the best is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, there's their pitcher. Well, I hit them. I field them. We stay with them. I mean. Yeah, they want it. My kids are confident. We're not going up there expecting to lose. We're expecting to win. But we do know that we've got to play our game. We cannot play a sloppy game and make mental mistakes and expect to win that game, because North Harrison easily takes advantage of any mistakes you make.
So when your team is playing at their best, and I'm just kind of envisioning that you're making defensive plays, yeah, probably against North Harrison, they're putting the ball in play, you're getting outs at first base, you're getting off the diamond, all those things are the things I'm envisioning if you're playing your best in two nights.
Correct. That's exactly how I expect it. We're a good fielding team, you know, at all positions, and so we should be able to hit now. Granted, they're a good hitting team, so there's some hits we're not going to be able to do anything with, but you cut them off, you hit the cutoff, you reduce where they advance their runners. And then I need my pitcher to make sure she's, you know, throwing strikes and forcing them to hit the ball, no walks, and let's play that way.
I describe it as kind of savvy of knowing the sport and having that. If there's first and second and there's nobody out and the ball gets hit to you, where does it go? You know that within a quarter seconds, and that's because you played a lot of softball. Is that one thing that this group has pretty good for you, Coach?
Yeah, they're pretty good about that. You know, they understand where to go with it. When to go with it, and it's good. What we call situational awareness. You know, softball situational awareness. They're good with that. We're a solid team. A lot of them were, of course, through the wars last year. So this year, starting off 2-0 is very exciting for them. I mean, last year we were 0-6 before we ever got our first win, and I think, you know, with two wins, just to show you where the program wins, that makes us the second most winning softball team for Tri-County in probably the last 7 years. So, and that's just with two wins.
Absolutely. The thing I enjoy about covering softball, too, in comparison to baseball, and I enjoy both sports, but in softball, when you have 60 feet between bases, everything happens very quickly. So it's once that ball's in play, everything is bang, bang, and you have to know what you're doing with it.
Oh, yeah. That's the difference. You know, it's sometimes you'll look at batting averages and that. I always like to look at contact averages. Do you put the ball in play? Because if you put the ball in play, it's so short distances, there's a lot going on. And you've got to know what you're doing with it, or it's too late. You know, you'll miss the out, and the other person will be safe, those type of things. So, yeah, you've got to really be have your act together and know what you need to do with the ball when it's hit to you.
Whenever I cover Class 1 softball, too, I'm always cognizant of how athletic is the team that I'm watching. Do they have girls that can get to first fast, you know, can get around the bases fast, can move and cover in the outfield? Do you feel like that's an aspect of this team that's really good for you, Coach?
Yeah, we've got pretty good team speed. A lot of the kids have done track for me, and they're out there, and we try to spread it in the lineup and that. So, yeah, it's pretty good team speed and a mixture of that. And so we're good in the outfields to cover it and on the bases when we hit and run and stuff. Yeah, I mean, hard to teach speed.
So it's not a conference game, so you know, probably doesn't have that sort of priority, but is there a chance you might get that Meadville game made up sometime later in the season?
No, the way the schedule is, it doesn't look like that's going to occur. Yeah. And, you know, because we start getting pretty busy, and who knows what happens with some of our conference games if any of those get rained out and have to be made up.
Yeah, it looks like we're in a rainy period, so who knows how long that might last. Here's the schedule at North Harrison Thursday. Then you got Novinger coming to Jamesports next Monday. Next show next Tuesday with Coach Willett. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you very much.